You're looking for Dr. Naik. I look like him, but I'm not him. He couldn't be here, so I volunteer to step into his shoes. And I'll very quickly go through the gist of his presentation. Pseudomonas fluorescens has been widely used as a biological control agent because it has a number of characteristics that makes it very useful. It is a very efficient colonizer in that it has a variety of organic substrates. It produces a variety of secondary metabolites which are detrimental to pathogens, and very important, it is compatible with pesticides. In India, Dr. Naik and his team isolated and characterized Pseudomonas fluorescens from different parts of the state. They took collection from different states. There were 8 different isolates designated from PF1 through PF8. And they were different morphologically as well as physiologically. They tested for the spectrum of pathogens that this Pseudomonas will inhibit. And what they did, they looked at the major crops growing in the southern part of India and the pathogen of those crops. Hot pepper is one of their top crop in that area. It brings in a lot of money. One of their big diseases there is Fusarium wilt of hot pepper. So the pathogen was Fusarium solani. They tested it and they found that the PF4 strain of the isolate reduced the mycelial growth of the pathogen most. Pomegranate is one of the top fruits. One of the pathogen there is Colitotrichum gloeosporioides. Here again, the amount of mycelial growth was reduced the most. What they do, they take the pathogen, grow it on a petri dish. If there is no Pseudomonas, you have the whole dish is covered with a pathogen. To determine how effective the Pseudomonas is, you check the amount of reduced growth that you have here. And consistently, PF4 seems to be the most effective. One of their big crop is cotton, grown, most of it now is BT cotton. One of their pathogen is Alternaria leaf spot. Here again, PF4 is most effective at reducing the growth of the pathogen. Indians use a lot of chickpeas. Most of them are vegetarians. And here again, Pseudomonas fluorescens PF4 reduce mycelial growth the most. So there is a consistent pattern that this Pseudomonas is very effective at reducing a wide range of pathogen growth. It also serves as reducing systemic resistance. What they did was they treated the seeds of chili with the Pseudomonas, then took out the plants and exposed them to the pathogen, Fusarium solani. And what they found was that if you had no control, you had, of course, reduced vigor and death. The uninoculated control, you had a vigor rating of 1,061. And all of the Pseudomonas, when they were infected with the Fusarium, they did better than the uninoculated control. And here again, isolate PF4 resulted in the highest vigor index, which had the highest germination, mean shoot length, and mean root length. It also produced a lot of defense enzymes. They use a lot of spectrophotometer data to get this information. Peroxidase activity was high, especially about 3 days after inoculation. Polyphenol oxidase was also high for the PF4, isolate PF4. Phenylalanine ammonia lyase, another enzyme used in defense mechanism, was very high with the PF4. The total phenolic content was also high for PF4. And in terms of pathogenesis-related proteins, these are proteins that help in preventing fungus, which are pathogen, from growing, was also high. The main glucan there was beta-1,3-glucanase. The highest one here again was PF4. The others were producing, but consistently the PF4 was the highest yielding one. In terms of antibiotics, they considered hydrogen cyanide as an antibiotic, and based on the color, PF4, 3, and 8 were pretty good at producing hydrogen cyanide, which is very damaging to pathogen. So because of those characteristic of Pseudomonas fluorescens, they have formulated and use it for production purposes for growers. What they do, they take a pure culture of the Pseudomonas fluorescens in king's bees broth. They have it in an incubation chamber. After 72 hours, they add the 400 ml of broth to talc powder. That's usually the best carrier. And they use some cellulose. They dry it, package it, and it's about 40 to 50% cheaper than fungicides. So that is what they use. This is a field of chili pepper. One of the important problems here is aflatoxin. If the chili pepper become infected with aflatoxin, a lot of it is exported. And if you have aflatoxin, you cannot export it. That's number one. Number two, if they use the normal fungicides and they test before they export the pepper shows that the amount of residual is too great, the chili pepper will not be exported. This is a picture here showing aflatoxin on chili. And if you compare mancozeb and captan, which are normal fungicides that are used for controlling this disease, you can see biological products, but especially Pseudomonas fluorescens, is just as good as mancozeb and captan. However, because of the fact that sometimes when they use mancozeb or captan, you have residuals, the growers can have their chili rejected. So more and more growers are using this Pseudomonas fluorescens, which is locally available. This is a picture showing you, this is the control. If you don't use any fungicide or any of the biologicals, you have a lot of aflatoxin, but captan mancozeb is reducing your aflatoxin, but Pseudomonas fluorescens is also doing just as good as your captan and mancozeb. In conclusion, Pseudomonas fluorescens isolates were evaluated, and they were found to be effective against a very wide spectrum of pathogen. It has defense enzymes, antimicrobial compounds, proteins, and it induces systemic resistance. As such, it is used widely by growers since it serves as an effective fungicide, which is more economical. And for a lot of Indians who apply pesticides, many of them do not use protective wear or clothes, and it is better to use safer products rather than pesticides. With that, I will take any questions.
There are several minutes available for questions. Thank you.